Good afternoon, everyone. It's Victorious Victoria. Back again, guys, with human connection and networking. So sorry to keep you waiting, but I had to do a little bit of suspense. So we are on season 1, episode 6, and this is Mastering the Art of People Skills, part 2. So the last session, we left off on skill number 5. We finished skill number 5, so we're doing the last 5 skills that we should know for people skills, right? The ones that are essential anyways. So people skill number 6, highly likable. Would people describe you as likable? Is it easy for you to get people on your teams or influence others to your point of view? Likability is an important facet of trust. People who are not likable have trouble getting people to listen to their ideas, feel that they have lots of potential but rarely act as their ideal self. They frequently feel left out or like the odd man out. Highly likable people are highly respected and often asked to join in on teams and social engagements and groups. They feel their ideal self and real self are closely aligned and are asked their opinions by others. So action step, making friends as an adult is a skill. It used to be so easy when we were younger. We had school, sports, camp, and things to bring us together. But as adults, we have to work at it. People skill number 7. Exceptional at decoding emotions. Whoa, that's deep. Would you consider yourself highly perceptive? People who are good at reading people are exceptionally strong at knowing how others think and feel. Would you consider yourself exceptionally and strong at knowing how others think and feel? Emotional intelligence is how intuitive or empathetic you are. Social intelligence is how you translate your emotions when around others, as well as how responsive you are to their emotions. Intrapersonal intelligence is how well you know yourself, your social needs, and boundaries. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses in different aspects of interpersonal intelligence. People who struggle with decoding struggle with empathy, and they have trouble reading and interpreting body language and facial expressions. They often miss social cues. People with exceptional decoding abilities can speed read people and their intentions. They are very good at interpreting body language and facial expression, and they're very intuitive. So action step, one of the best ways to improve your decoding ability is to learn how to read the 7 micro expressions. People skill number 8, pitch your ideas. When people ask you, what do? You know exactly how to pitch yourself well? When you have to pitch yourself or your ideas, can you do so confidently? People who struggle with pitching themselves and their ideas, they feel anxious when talking about themselves. They undersell or minimize their success. They miss opportunities because they feel undeserving or are afraid to speak up. People who are great at pitching themselves can get people to adopt their ideas, feel confident pitching within themselves without bragging. So the action step, do you have an imposter syndrome? This is the biggest blocker for people struggling with pitching themselves. Make sure you conquer yours. You are worthy. You deserve success. What is charisma? Most people think that you have to be born with charismatic, but I couldn't disagree. I could not disagree more. We found that charisma is a perfect blend of 2 essential people skills, traits, warmth and competence. People who are charismatic are seen as cold or intimidating. People have trouble opening up and trusting to get to know them. And they're seen as flaky or shallow. And only warm, only competent without both you are not considered charismatic. Now, people who are highly charismatic are seen as highly warm, and they're approachable, trustworthy, and likable. They are seen as highly competent. They're seen as dependable, capable, and knowledgeable. Action step. She's developed a charisma quiz based on charisma research. You can check your charisma spectrum on charismaresearch.com. So people skill number 10, wait for it. Here it is, be an influential leader. I just want to add my little input there, because when we say influential leader, right? This goes in all aspects. This is like in your home life, in your work life, your school life, whatever it may be. You always want to be the center of influence, an influential leader, so that people can follow, because people look for that. They need your strength. They need your courage, right? So you do not have to be a leading company or the president of an organization. It's almost impossible to be a leader if you struggle with the three A's. Apathy. Do you love your life? Do you wake up today, every day, excited? Apathy is when we have lack of enthusiasm or interest in our lives or the things we do. Leaders fight apathy by choosing to be around people or do activities that truly excite them. Ambivalence. It kills relationships. If you are ambivalent about the people in your life or the activities in your life, you will never be able to be a leader. I believe that ambivalence is the root cause of frenemies. Aimlessness. Leaders have direction. They have goals, plans, and strategic paths. Disguise their emotions, making them more purposeful, and helps others follow. So leaders that fight the three A's. Leaders harness and build on excitement. They save their energy for people and tasks that matter to them. Leaders know who is on their team and who isn't. They pick people to have in their lives that they truly enjoy. Leaders make plans. Leaders are driven in their thought and action and encourage others to follow. So action step, begin to fight the three A's in your life. Start with the one that most resonates with you. Do you need to get rid of some ambivalent relationships? Do you need to set a plan for yourself? Do you need to find activities that truly excite you? This is how you can become a leader. Wow, that was incredible information, right? So we all have it in us to learn how to master the art of people skills. Hope you guys enjoyed. Have a blessed day. Bye.